Good morning, everyone. Today is 9/11, Wednesday morning. 22 years ago was when 9/11 occurred, where over 2,700 people lost their lives. Mark is ready to read the 7th chapter of Matthew today. This is more of Christ's doctrine. Christ says that we're not to judge unless we want to be judged. And he says we need to pull out the mote out of our own eye pull out the beam of our own eye before we pull the mote out of someone else's eye. In other words, what he's saying is no one is without sin. He also says that straight is the gate. Enter in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal. He says, beware of false prophets. And he also says, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. The scribes were amazed, astonished, at what he taught. So I'll turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter. And hope you all have a good day today.
Matthew chapter 7. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with that measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote that is thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou superior cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, and cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again, and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What man is there of you who his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do even so to them. This is the law of the prophets. Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Neither be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but in with their ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire, whereby by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and thy name have cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, it was founded upon a rock. The one that heareth these sayings of mine, doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man. He built his house upon the sand, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as having one authority, and not as the scribes.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark.